That is, yeah, that's a pretty good range on a handheld. But yeah, I'm right there with you with digital. I've tried to get into DMR multiple times and have always just walked away. I've found it rather frustrating. But there's, you know, there's so many other digital modes to play with. I need to try to do something else. We'll see. But yeah, that's awesome. Did you get a pretty good deal on that radio?
Yeah, it was a little under $500, which, I mean, still seems like a lot, but the 75s are $750, so it was a good deal. And it came with some extras, you know, so, I mean, I'm happy with it. I was kind of on the hunt for one. I wanted to get into learning APRS and, you know, sending email over these things and stuff, so that's kind of like my next project, but I've got 8,000 other projects in front of it, so I don't know when I'm going to get to it. But, you know, when a deal comes along and it's the one you're looking for, it's the, you know, old saying, you snooze, you lose. So I figured I'd go ahead and jump on it. I was down there anyway, so it worked out good.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've played around with APRS a little bit, had some success, and as of late been struggling with it. I have a one of those MobiLink devices, the TNCs. And I had it for a long time. I totally had it dialed in. It worked well. I could send messages. There's a Thursday APRS net that I was able to check in on, but I didn't do anything with it for a while. And I don't know if some settings changed or something, but man, I am so unsuccessful with it. Even just riding around town, I have it struggling to track me. So I got to figure something out and spend a little time with it, because it's fun when you can have it dialed in, that's for sure.
Yeah, so yeah, that's my my next project. Between learning that and then just generally putzing around with antennas and thinking around with that, it's a real fun hobby, as you know. I mean, we're both here we are, right? So, but yeah, so this thing's going to be a handful, and thank God for YouTube. I swear to God, if it wasn't for that, I would be totally screwed.
I can imagine, because it's got to be at that price point, I've done a little bit of research on those radios, but they got to just be so feature-rich that if you don't just spend all of your time learning that radio and staying up on it so you don't, you don't have the knowledge deteriorate, it's probably endless the stuff that thing can do, and you can probably forget as much as you know.
Yeah, for sure, like right after I watched the video. But yeah, now every single button on the face has like five different functions depending on what you hit before it, and the menu's crazy. But yeah, it's, like I said, it's fun and just kind of putzing around. My wife thinks I'm insane, but what else is new?
I totally have a ton of compassion for that. I have a wife that thinks I'm insane, too. But is the menu intuitive, or is it a difficult menu? I mean, is it a good UI?
Yeah, so far it's not terrible. It's got a color screen, and you kind of scroll through. Everything's small, right? So you have to really kind of get there and squint. But it's got, to your point, it's really feature-rich, and it's really easy to accidentally bump a setting and cause something else to happen. But it's cool. It's got GPS on it. You can set it to even calculate your ground speed. It's great.
Yeah, I've looked at them. I've thought about it, but just never even gotten close to pulling the trigger or doing the actual legwork to find one. But the APRS feature has been enticing, because I would love to have a radio built-in APRS, and there's not a lot of them anymore, or ever, really, that I'm aware of. And the ones that do are in the class that what you just picked up, $500, $700, and I feel like I would use it scared. I would always be worried I was going to drop it or break it in some fashion, having that much money invested in a handheld.
That's funny you say that, because that's totally the first thing that crossed my mind. But I'm like, you can't take it with you, right? So let's have some fun with it while I'm able to and figure it out. There's a, I was watching the one cat on YouTube. There's an app, well, it's two things. So first of all, this has got Bluetooth, so it can connect to your iPhone, but there's an interim step there that I'm trying to learn, because I can get it to connect, and it kind of disconnects. But there's an app, aprs.de, I want to say it. But anyway, so I'm trying to figure out that, learn it, and then be able to sort of use that thing and get better at it. But, yeah, it's, you know, game of inches, right?
Yeah, I think the website you're talking about is aprs.fi, and it shows all of the, shows, like, on a map where you are. It shows all of your, like, anything you're beaconing out, or if you're sending a message or anything like that, it'll show the history of that.
Yep, Finland, that's the one, absolutely.